I quit L&D in 5 months. Let's talk about it. I 100% agree with Morgan's video.
This person says, why I left nursing. You know, just can't take it anymore. Caught a glimpse of the reality of the healthcare industry. And nursing is already getting more and more stressful. In fact, so many people agree that nursing is stressful that a lot of people are actually congratulating other nurses for quitting and finding other careers. It's just really that difficult here. You know, if you go to some of the nursing communities and talk to some of the nurses, they all say it's one of the most stressful jobs out there, and the pay just isn't really that great. There's even student nurses that are still in school basically saying that it's just so incredibly difficult. This person is already having anxiety, close to graduating, but is absolutely sick and tired of nursing. And it doesn't help as some of the biggest hospitals are cutting staff members, and 700 plus rural hospitals are basically going to be closing out in the next few years, as you have things like low reimbursement rates and also massive cuts in Medicare and Medicaid. A lot of small hospitals are closing down, which is causing this huge, you know, layoff of nurses. And with layoff stress and salaries aren't increasing, bonuses are drying up, a lot of people are straight up like, I'm just quitting nursing. You know, there's some people that straight up say that they decided to quit nursing, it's not for them, and some are even going down the business path. Check out some of these videos.
Hey guys, my name is Sam. I am an ER nurse. I just quit my first nursing job. I just quit my first job ever, actually, ever in my entire life. I actually have never wanted to quit a job ever. I didn't even want to quit this job. It was not until I got blatantly disrespected for 10 minutes. This is just a special reminder for everyone. Protect your peace, okay? Because I wish that I could fabricate this story in any type of way, like I was in the wrong. The fact of the matter is that I walked into that office, I was blatantly disrespected. And not only that, but then you interrupted me and you said, I can interrupt you anytime I want and I'm gonna do it again. When I proceeded to say, I don't think that this is a productive conversation, and you said, I'm just having a conversation. Here's the thing also that I want to mention. I wasn't going to make a TikTok video about this at all, because I am, on the other hand, try to maintain a professional boundary of being respectful to other people and to other businesses and to other hospitals, okay? It wasn't until my manager said in this exact mannerism, don't want to say that because don't want you to make another video about me. Well, I certainly am now. Yeah, I think that we're done here. I don't think that there's nothing else. There's literally nothing else. You just don't like me, and that's fine. She also tried to say that she was the one that made the decision that I was quitting. No, baby, I'm quitting. I'm doing it. Yeah, now I'm a head out. I just wanna say cheers to that, and here's to protecting my peace. Love ya.
I can't even believe I'm about to say this, but it is truly one thing that I hate about nursing. So if you've been watching my page, 2 weeks ago, my grandmother passed away. And the thing that I didn't think about, like, becoming a nurse, and I don't know why, it just never crossed my mind, is that I feel like we are the first people to know when our family member is about to go. My grandmother's death was very sudden. She had an appointment that morning to get her dialysis catheter replaced. The replacement was successful and she coded. My grandmother raised me, so this is something that I knew was gonna happen, but it's something that I wasn't prepared for mentally. But when I went to the hospital and seen my grandmother and looked at her, my nursing intuition went off first, and I just knew that my grandmother was gone. It sucks. It really sucks.
I left nursing 6 years ago, and the number one question people ask me is, okay, so what do you do now? I love my job. I'm making six figures. I work from home. Like, it's really great. A lot of times, other nurses want to branch into this. I'm currently working in quality improvement. So the way to think of this is, oftentimes, hospitals, healthcare systems, doctor's office, they want to see how good they are compared to other hospitals. And so in order to do that, they have to measure their quality. There are a bunch of different ways to measure quality. A lot of times, the government will measure. There are often, like, U.S. News and World Report will come up with different metrics to measure quality. Think of things like how many of your patients are up to date on their vaccine? Are you screening appropriately for cancer? Are you treating this disease appropriately? My job is to look at those measures, look at that data, and figure out ways to help practices or help the hospital figure out how to improve what they're doing. So I have multiple different projects that I work on, and I work with these specific teams, and we come up with a bunch of ideas. And then hopefully at the end, our quality will improve based on these measures. It's an awesome job. I love it. Comment if you'd like to know more about quality improvement and what my day-to-day looks like.
I'm gonna cut straight to the point. I got $1.52 in my account. All the bills are still due. And today's my last day at work to go pursue something that God has put on my heart to go do. I am allowing my faith to be bigger than my fear. Lord, have it all. You told me to do it. You said trust you. Okay, I'll trust you. You said go do this. You open up doors that I shouldn't even be in. And I said, all right, I'll go do it. And I'm going to tell y'all like this. I don't know what he's about to do. Okay? I don't know who this is for. Take that chance. If he's put it on your heart, take that chance. I ain't saying go quit your job, go do that. I am doing that. But because he told me to. All right? But I don't know what he's telling you. But take that chance. Take that chance on him. Say that yes to him. Okay? Because I can think about all the times that I have just fully trusted him. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what I'm about to do. Do I still get nervous? Yes, I'm still human. But every time I think about all the times I said yes to him and he took care of every single thing. I don't even know how he did it because the money show wasn't there, but it got took care of. I'm talking about either it got wiped away or it got paid. Don't know how. Listen, but then I do know how. That almighty power. All right, what I'm telling y'all today is I love y'all. Take that chance. Take that chance on the Lord. Say yes. Okay? I love y'all, but Jesus loves y'all more. Holla.
I quit my nursing job. Thanks, some of you have been catching on to this, and I've been getting a ton of questions about it, so let's talk about it. P.S. You're going to learn way too much about me, but it's fine. I talk about it a little bit on here, but I'm a very anxious person. I have a lot of mental health. I started making videos when I was in nursing school. When I graduated, I tried to do TikTok full-time, and I made no money. I decided to get a nursing job. I was working for a nurse for about a year. I was also getting a lot of comments praising me for doing social media and nursing. Appreciate it so much, but something I will say is behind the scenes, I was so stressed out, so drained, felt like I didn't have time for anything. I didn't have time for my mental health. For the first time, I realized how cool life is and how much I want to keep living it. Oh, this year I've been able to experience so many things. I went out of the country for the first time. I finally got to a point in social media where I was actually able to make a living off of it. For some reason, it was really hard for me to quit. I don't know why. And I'll probably go back to nursing. I've loved it. I loved every aspect of it. I kind of like content creating more. Sorry, it's way more fun to make food and make videos and tap into my creative side. I've been living in the same town, born and raised here. I went to college here. Haven't left. Had a lot to do with my own anxiety and insecurities, and I could have left with nursing. Fully aware. All of my friends did. I love them for it. I talked with some close friends and I told them I was gonna quit. There wasn't one negative, not one negative person. Everybody was like, I'm so proud of you. This is awesome. Which I think overall was really encouraging to hear. I think a lot of people who do social media get a lot of backlash for it. You're kind of viewed as like a nepo baby, which like I'm so privileged to have this. I feel like sometimes people get a lot of hate for doing this full time, but it's changing my life. I mostly just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported me and encouraged me. Who knows, I'll probably go back to nursing. It was just stressful doing everything at once, but I don't talk a lot about my personal life or my upbringing, and I don't know if I ever will. But just so you know, if you feel stuck or you feel like, okay, there's no way for me not to cry. If you feel like you're stuck in life or you can never make it to where you want to go, like, yes, you can. I didn't even think I would be able to make it into nursing school and become a nurse, and I did that. This can fucking happen to me, can fucking happen to you, and I'm proud of every single one of you. That's all. Thank you to everyone who supported me. I'll always support you guys. I fucking love you guys. And I'm no longer a nurse. I mean, once a nurse, always a nurse, but like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna fly.
I quit being a nurse, and I'm gonna tell you why. For some context, my name is Cindy. I've been a nurse for about 5 years. I became a nurse in 2020. And I quit this year, and I actually work from home now as data analyst. And I'm gonna tell you the exact reasons why I quit and why I'm so much happier now in my new career. The number one reason that I quit is because I hate working with other nurses. I'm not saying all nurses are bad. I just have had my fair share of nurses who were just straight up bullies, made my job miserable, and they were just miserable themselves and just brought the vibe down at work. And it was just such a negative environment to be in. Second biggest reason is because of management. When I tell you, I have not had a single decent manager in nursing. These people gaslight you. They don't care about you. They just care about their bonuses and their paycheck. They don't care that you're struggling on the floor. They don't really genuinely care about the patients either. And when your manager doesn't care about a patient, it kind of makes it hard for you to care about your job as well. The third reason is controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. I hated working 312s. Everyone's like, I have 4 days off. Okay, but now I work 5 days a week and I feel like I have more time and more mental space for myself and my friends and my family. When you work those 312s, those 4 days off, you're laying in bed for two recovering. You're thinking about coming to work for the next few days and you have to meal prep, you have to prepare, you have to rest. It makes you not want to do anything because you don't want to be tired and like strain yourself before you go to work. I decided enough was enough. I went back to school, got a certification in data analytics, and now I do work in the healthcare sector doing data analytics. And I couldn't be happier. I have amazing managers. My hours are wonderful. I set my own schedule. I work from home. All around, I 100% do not regret leaving nursing. I hope this video can serve as a sign for those nurses who are afraid to leave the profession because they don't know what they're gonna do. Trust me, there's so many other jobs out there. Just find something that you can tolerate and something that'll pay you well and give you great hours that you're looking for to give you the work-life balance that you want.
I did an accelerated nursing program and I wanted to make a video about the transparency of how much in debt I actually am after going to a private university for my BSN. So I went to West Coast University, I got my bachelor's degree and I did the nursing program there and a couple of prerequisite classes that I needed to do before starting the nursing program. And I was enrolled at West Coast from October of 2022 until March 2025. So this was like 2.5 years of school, of education at the university. And because it is a private school, I did expect to pay a little bit more for it and I was okay with this. So I had first gone to the school in 2020, prices were so much better, but I was just scared of the financial part of it because I wasn't really like savvy or like knowledgeable in that area and I was just scared of like actually getting a loan or something. So fast forward 2 years later when I actually decided to enroll in school, I sat down with a financial aid advisor and I was able to talk to them about my financial expectations. I was able to talk to them about my financial aid, how much I was able to like afford, what I was actually going to be able to pay and like willing to pay for school. And so I was definitely just much more convinced the second time around going with them and talking to them about it. I should have done that the first time. But in the end, I am in debt with $40,000 for the school, which I know it sounds like a lot, but to me, it doesn't sound like much when I think about it being an investment in my future. It's an investment in my education and it's in a career that I know can take me far. This career also allows for me to advance my career and get higher education from it. So it's just a long-term investment for me. I really don't think that the $40,000 is a lot compared to like what a car costs also. I feel like everyone just chooses to invest their money differently and I chose to put mine towards my education. So I hope this video is helpful and I hope some people who are debating going to that school know that there are lots of different options, lots of way for you to get financial aid and just like money through the school, because I did get some comments on a video a couple days ago of people saying that going to West Coast will get you in debt for $160,000. Some people were saying, yeah, if you want to be like in debt $100,000. And I understand maybe there are some students that are paying for that, but it just depends. Like I went into it with some prerequisite courses. I just have to take a few before starting. But that also lowers the price for you for attending. So if that's something that you're interested in, you can do your prereqs before actually going to the university. But don't be scared when you see people talking about $160,000 because that's not what everyone is paying. There's definitely lots of other ways that you can get the financial help that you need for school.
I don't really know how to say this. I'm gonna just say it. I quit my nursing job without a plan as a new nurse. With only 6 months of experience, I felt so disconnected from myself. I felt so far away from myself. That sounded like I was about to cry, wasn't it? I would be in the middle of a shift and I just have this moment where I'm like, wait, why am I here? What am I doing? For whatever reason, it just felt like it wasn't my purpose. When I was in college, I studied pre-med. It wasn't until my junior year, I realized like, wait, I should have took my passions more seriously. I should have been a fine arts student. I should have been a theater student. My junior year of college, I either wanted to drop out or like switch my major. And I made the mistake discussing it with my mom. I'm very close to her. Important part of the story. I am the oldest of my family. I was raised by a Ghanaian mother and grandmother. Great power comes great responsibility, if you will. Of course, like, what are you talking about? Are you mad? You need a stable job. With all that being said, I will still say that I appreciate my mom. I appreciate the advice. Get a degree, have a stable job, because not everybody can handle the hustle. Not everybody is built to be risky and put themselves out there. The way I've been conditioned, I'm so used to getting that validation and needing rules and being able to follow rules. I don't know if I could really just hustle. I don't know if I could really just stop building everything that I've built up to this point and just completely 180, 160, whatever the degrees is, and just completely turn my life around. I had that conversation with her. She kept it up 100. She was like, baby, that's nice and all. It's a nice hobby that you can invest in once you start working, but like, there are so many talented people who look like you that aren't where they deserve to be, because entertainment industry is dirty, dirty business. Probably just gonna need a real job. Well, I thought about what she said. I started working this pharmacy tech job. Maybe those customers. I was like, you know what? Let me get another degree. At least I'd be paid more for basically customer service. Fast forward, I'm in nursing school. Get a PCT job. It's tolerable. But it isn't until I pass my NCLEX and I start working. Shit. Oh, shit. Y'all can keep this. Be thinking like, so what's your alternative? Like, you quit nursing. What's the alternative? Yeah. To sing and act. But I feel as though I need training. I feel as though my voice isn't unique enough. Also, I haven't really used my voice in the last 8 months. Feels like quarter life crisis. What am I even doing type thing? Like, if not this or that, then what? And I guess I feel very stuck. Took like 3 months off to just reflect and live in my head. Just like, okay, I quit. Now what? What's next? At this point, I'm really just kind of looking for a skill that will help me to exit nursing as soon as I can. In the meantime, get my life together, get my shit together, fall back in love with singing, see if other people love my voice, my acting skills. Post it on my social media. We'll see what happens after that. If you're at a place where you feel like you gotta restart, rebrand, you gotta start all over, let me know in the comments. You're not alone. You're confused, lost. Wait, everything's working out for me. Most people would want to be in my position. But for some reason, I don't want to be in this position. If you're feeling that way, you're not crazy. I am dealing with that right now. So yeah, let me know.
Y'all, I cannot stress enough. I literally cannot even relate to the girl who was in this video anymore. And when I say the girl who was in this video, I'm talking about me. Like, I cannot stress to you guys enough how much of a difference I feel. Like I said, I was literally like contemplating suicide. I had to go out on a stress leave because I was so stressed out. When I tell y'all, your work environment makes a huge difference. Your coworkers make a huge difference. If you're working with people that are team players versus people that will like let you sink and drown, it makes a huge difference. If you're in an environment that does not allow you to thrive and is like mentally tearing you down and tearing your body down physically, you're not going to thrive. It's not going to work. The lack of patient ratios alone in Las Vegas is enough to make you go crazy as a nurse. If you are thinking about quitting nursing, please give California a try. I'm not saying that every hospital out here is rainbow and sunshine, but I am saying that the working conditions out here and the state laws make it so much more tolerable to be a nurse. I literally cannot even relate to me mentally how I feel. And I'm talking about on and off the clock, because your work, since you're there so much, it affects how you feel when you're off of the clock as well. I can't relate. I was so depressed, so anxious. So the list goes on. And when I tell you, I feel so much better now. Like, I got off work and I'm still up. Like, I mean, granted, I've only been off for 35 minutes. But the fact that I'm even thinking about making this video to let you guys know, I'm telling you, just please, if you're thinking about quitting nursing, before you quit, try California first. Give it a try, because I promise you, your work environment makes such a huge difference. And honestly, sometimes just your environment, like I said, if you have some toxic, negative ass people that you're working with, that shit seeps into your soul. I was so happy and bubbly when I first started at that hospital. And I mean, you see how it ended. I was done. So I'm wishing and sending all you nurses out there positive vibes and just good luck, sunshine, rainbows. And I hope that your shifts are going to be awesome this week and for the rest of the month and the rest of the year. And if it's not, fucking quit. Quit and go somewhere else. Come to California. I fly to work. I fly or I drive because it's literally worth it for me, for my mental health. And that's fucking sad that people are willing to fly and drive to work just to like have some peace.
So I just got to work. Another brutal beating. Fucking just fucking and it was pretty awful. But I think what was even more awful was last night I finally just like broke down and I just let all this pent up emotion out of me and was sobbing and sobbing. And I just was talking to my boyfriend and I was like, I'm trying so hard. I'm working myself to the bone. I'm pushing through so much just like deep nursing resentment and frustration and just absolute utter like bottom of the barrel fatigue. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to save for a future, for a house, for a wedding. And I'm just like, why am I doing all this if I literally am so miserable in the life I'm in now that it just came to me, I'm just going to quit. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I just don't know. But life is just not meant to be suffered like this. So I've decided I'm going to leave my current job in the next like 4 to 6 weeks. And I'm just going to see where it goes. I'm going to document the whole thing. I just feel like so deep in my bones know that it's my time to move on from this. I've just completely outgrown who I was when I first became a nurse, and it just so deeply no longer resonates with me that I just feel supported, and I'm just going to do this and I'm going to take you guys along for the ride. And I just want to show myself and I guess everyone that maybe there is a way out of this. And if I'm wrong, or if I can't find a way out, or if I start to run out of money or whatever, okay, I'll pick up another 13-week travel contract. Well, I'm currently a staff nurse in this weird, like, in-house traveler role. Ugh, anyway, I would just go back, just pick up a 13-week contract and suffer again for 13 more weeks. So if those are my two options, like, just continue doing this job that I was, like, kind of bait and switched on, or, you know, just leave. I'm gonna have to work the floor anyway and see if I can get out of it, knowing that the worst case scenario is I might have to do another contract. I'm super excited. I'm super nervous, but it just feels like so right. And let's see where this goes.
I just got to work and I don't want to go in. And it's not pre-shift anxiety. It's definitely pre-shift exhaustion. I'm tired and I just don't have the mental or physical energy to be able to deal with being a nurse today. And I don't want someone to yell at me. I don't want somebody to, like, I'm exhausted. I'm really, really exhausted. And I just don't feel like nursing today. I want to be nursed.
I have officially resigned from my job and from nursing in general. I didn't want to say anything until it was official, but it's now pretty official. I've been a nurse for about 5 years now, and lately I've been feeling like I'm at the end of my nursing journey. Just feeling run down, burnt out, stuck, whatever you want to call it. I've outgrown the career and just everything that comes with it. Just resigned out of nowhere, by the way. I do have another job. I have one more week of nursing and then I'm done. Moving into a totally different industry, and this is just a massive, massive step for me. All of my family are shift workers and I'm moving into a job that's Monday to Friday. It's 9 to 5. It's very different from what I know. It's going to be a massive transition. So guys are coming with me. We're going to get through this together. Thank you guys for all of your support though. Just reading all of your comments and seeing how much this is all resonating with you all. I just want to share more and help support everyone who's in it. I think nurses are genuinely the most incredible people and it is an amazing career. Don't get me wrong with that. Now I'm ready for something different. Love you guys so much and let's figure out what the hell we're gonna be doing together.
So what would you do if you were turning 30 this year, haven't started your family yet, but just got married and got accepted into all three of the community college RN programs that you applied into? And these were programs that you really made sure you had every little highest point detail that you could get into, like as even when it was your wedding season that you've been waiting and working so hard for, you squeezed in to take your classes around that time frame just so that you can finish your prereqs before December of that year finished, so that you can apply for the fall of the next year. For example, wedding was in August of 2024, prereqs were finished by December 2024, so then we applied January 2025 so that we can start fall of 2025. But the three schools, one you already know is like too far. It was just like your backup school. You got accepted. Thank you. Appreciate it. Won't be accepting. The other two, these are the ones I need your input. So the second one that we got accepted into, this one is really close by. It's like close to my current job. It's in my current city. But the thing is that they accepted me for the spring semester of 2026, which is not bad. You know, if no one else accepted us, that would have been fine. That one is not free, still pretty affordable, maybe like 15,000 to 18,000 by the time the whole program is done, which is great. But the third and last school that you got accepted to, it's not far. It's across the bridge, maybe 40-minute commute, 30-minute without traffic, maybe 40 to 45 with traffic. And that one accepted you for the fall of this year. And it's free tuition. And your concerns, your main goals, is to become a nurse ASAP, Rocky, because you're turning 30, so time is only passing. Two, you want to start a school. You want to start a family ASAP, Rocky, too, because, hello, we're turning 30. But the thing is that you might have to obviously make accommodations for commuting. You might have to change your current work situation, and you've been at your current job for 7 years, although you haven't been treated the best at this job, but then you've given it your all, you know, but you love this job. You love this job, but also you've been at this job since you were 23, and now you're turning 30, about to step into your nursing program. What would you guys do? Now, before I tell you what my take is, and if you guys agree, put it down in the comments, because I don't want what I want to do, you know, to change what your opinion would be. And obviously, at the end of the day, it is my decision. But still, I'm really open to all these different perspectives, because when I first brought up to you guys if I should take $126,000 student loan for a nursing school, over 400,000 of you chimed in and were like, wait for the community colleges, wait. And then people were like, yeah, but if she waits, she might not get in. You know, it takes years and years and years. And honestly, I was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I was literally like agreeing with everybody, because it's true. But I didn't realize how close I was to finding out that I was going to get into all three. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Sooner and free.
Does anyone know what they're doing? I graduated nursing school in March, and I don't want to be a nurse. I had a full ride through a hospital, and I was supposed to work there for 3 years, and if I don't work there, I have to pay all my college back. But I don't want to work there or be a nurse, but I don't know what I want to do. I have like this crazy urge that I'm young, I'm like independent, like alone, and I can do whatever I want. And so I know for the next however many years, I don't want to just go to work every day. Like, I want to be do something bigger. But I have, like, no idea, and I have to pay back, like, all this money, I think. I literally have to make this decision in 3 days. And I've had it in my mind that, like, I'm paying it back, I'm not being a nurse, but now, like, the numbers are hitting me, and I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Like, I thought after college, it would be, like, the best life ever. And I literally just have no idea what I'm doing. Like, each day, I'm like, what? I don't know what to do. I'm alone. Like, I feel lonely sometimes, even though, like, sometimes I feel super independent and I'm, like, happy. I'm, like, proud of myself. But this makes no sense. This video is, like, trash. But am I alone, or does anyone else feel this way?